Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we make learning accessible to everyone, everywhere. I'm Madeline, your host, and today we're diving into a pivotal and painful chapter of American history, the Jim Crow era. The term Jim Crow often evokes images of segregated schools, buses, and water fountains, but it was much more than that. It was a system designed to enforce white supremacy and deny African Americans their civil rights, stretching across decades and leaving a legacy that we still grapple with today. So settle in and let's break it down. What were Jim Crow laws? How did they come to be? And what impact did they leave behind? To understand Jim Crow, we have to go back to the Reconstruction era after the Civil War. In 1865, slavery was abolished with the 13th Amendment, and during Reconstruction, African Americans made significant gains. They were granted citizenship and equal protection under the 14th Amendment and voting rights under the 15th Amendment. For a time, African Americans held political offices, opened businesses, and began building a new future. But this progress was met with fierce resistance. Many white Southerners were determined to maintain racial hierarchies. When Reconstruction ended in 1877, federal troops withdrew from the South, and white-dominated state governments began passing laws to strip African Americans of their rights. The term Jim Crow itself comes from a racist caricature in the 19th century minstrel shows, and it became shorthand for this oppressive system. Jim Crow laws touched nearly every aspect of life in the South, institutionalizing segregation and inequality. These laws dictated that Black and white Americans use separate schools, public transportation, restrooms, restaurants, and even cemeteries. On paper, these facilities were supposed to be separate but equal, a doctrine upheld by the Supreme Court in the 1896 Plessy v. Ferguson decision. But in reality, they were anything but equal. Facilities for Black Americans were underfunded and poorly maintained, whether it was a school with tattered textbooks or a train car with broken seats. These laws weren't just about physical separation, they also served to humiliate and dehumanize African Americans. For example, Black people were often required to address white people with titles of respect, like sir or ma'am, while being denied the same courtesy in return. Voting was another key battleground. After Reconstruction, Southern states systematically disenfranchised African Americans, using a combination of legal and extra-legal tactics. Poll taxes forced individuals to pay a fee to vote, which disproportionately affected poor Black citizens. Literacy tests required voters to read and interpret difficult passages, often with subjective grading by white officials. Then there were grandfather clauses, which allowed white men to bypass these restrictions if their ancestors had been eligible to vote before the Civil War, a rule that obviously excluded African Americans. And if these measures weren't enough, violence and intimidation did the rest. Groups like the Ku Klux Klan terrorized Black voters, burning homes, lynching community leaders, and creating a climate of fear that made exercising one's rights nearly impossible. Despite the oppressive weight of Jim Crow, African Americans resisted. Leaders like Booker T. Washington, Ida B. Wells, and W.E.B. Du Bois organized, educated, and fought for change. The NAACP, founded in 1909, played a crucial role in challenging segregation through legal action. One of the most significant victories came in 1954 with Brown v. Board of Education, when the Supreme Court struck down school segregation, ruling that separate but equal was inherently unequal. But dismantling Jim Crow wasn't quick or easy. The civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s brought the issue to the forefront with figures like Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and Malcolm X leading the charge. Landmark legislation like the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 finally dismantled much of the legal framework for Jim Crow. Even though Jim Crow laws are no longer on the books, their legacy lingers. The systematic inequalities they created, from disparities in wealth and education to mass incarceration, continue to affect African Americans today. Understanding Jim Crow is essential to understanding the broader fight for racial justice in the United States. It reminds us of the damage caused when prejudice becomes policy, and the resilience of those who fight for equality. That's it for today's episode of Know It All. The Jim Crow era is a painful chapter in our history, but it's also a testament to the strength and determination of those who fought for justice. If you found this episode informative, please don't forget to leave a review. And if you have questions or suggestions for future topics, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to hear them from you. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, stay curious.